Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. The faithful witness of this week is Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. In this month of September, hundreds of thousands of people converge on the headquarters of the Missionaries of Charity in the Indian city of Calcutta to pay homage to its founder, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. People from all walks of life streams into her tomb in the Mother House to pray to her. Mother Teresa left a testament of unshakable faith, invincible hope, and extraordinary charity. Her response to Jesus' plea, "Come be my light," made her a missionary of charity, a mother to the poor, a symbol of compassion to the world, and a living witness to the thirsting love of God. Pope John Paul II beatified her on 19th October 2003, just 6 years after her death. In the past 2 weeks, we listened to the early years of Mother Teresa and her newfound vocation to serve the poorest of the poor, what she called a call within a call. Let us now listen to the legacy of Mother Teresa, which inspires millions even today. On 7th October 1950, the new congregation of the Missionaries of Charity was officially established in the Archdiocese of Calcutta. Here is what Mother Teresa said about the starting of the Missionaries of Charity.
The first sisters to join were the students that I had taught in Loreto. The first group, we were about 12 by the time the congregation was established. And since then, girls from all over the world have been joining. And that is the most beautiful part of these young girls, so fully dedicated and determined to give their all to Christ. In 1950, the Holy Father approved of the new congregation of the Missionaries of Charity. And then in the new congregation, I took the vows of the new congregation of love, poverty, chastity, obedience, and charity. Yes. The approval came from Rome in 1950 on the 7th of October. Since then, the little congregation, first it became a diocesan congregation, and after 15 years, it became a pontifical congregation. God has been very wonderful to us.
By the early 1960s, Mother Teresa began to send her sisters to other parts of India. The degree of praise granted to the congregation by Pope Paul VI in February 1965 encouraged her to open a house in Venezuela. It was soon followed by foundations in Rome and Tanzania and eventually on every continent. Starting in 1980 and continuing through the 1990s, Mother Teresa opened houses in almost all of the communist countries, including the former Soviet Union, Albania, and Cuba. In order to respond better to both the physical and spiritual needs of the poor, Mother Teresa founded the Missionaries of Charity Brothers in 1963, in 1976, the Contemplative Branch of the Sisters, in 1979, the Contemplative Brothers, and in 1984, the Missionaries of Charity Fathers. Yet her inspiration was not limited to those with the religious vocations. She formed the co-workers of Mother Teresa and the sick and suffering co-workers, people of many faiths and nationalities with whom she shared her spirit of prayer, simplicity, sacrifice, and her apostolate of humble works of love. This spirit letter inspired the lay missionaries of charity. In answer to the requests of many priests, in 1981, Mother Teresa also began the Corpus Christi movement for priests as a little way of holiness for those who desire to share in her charism and spirit.
Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all the rest will fall in line. Give God his due, and God will give back to you.
During the years of rapid growth of the Missionaries of Charity, the world began to turn its eyes towards Mother Teresa and the work she had started. Numerous awards, beginning with the Indian Padma Shri Award in 1962 and notably the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, honored her work, while an increasingly interested media began to follow her activities. She received prizes and brought focus on the poor around the world. Mother Teresa received the Nobel Peace Prize in the name of the poor. In her acceptance speech, she said,
"I am grateful and I am very happy to receive it in the name of the hungry, of the naked, of the homeless, of the crippled, of the blind, of the lepers, of all those people who feel unwanted, unloved, uncared. Throw away of the society.
That abortion has become the greatest destroyer of peace. We are afraid of the nucleus because it is touching us. But we are not afraid. The mother is not afraid to commit that terrible murder. Even when God himself speaks of that, he says, even if mother could forget her child, I will not forget you. I have carved you on the palm of my hand. You are precious to me. I love you." These are God's own words to you, to me, to that little unborn child. And this is, if we really want peace, if we are sincere in our hearts that we really want peace, today let us make the strong resolution that in our country, in our cities, we will not allow a single child to feel unwanted.
The whole of Mother Teresa's life and labor bore witness to the joy of loving, the greatness and dignity of every human person, the value of little things done faithfully and with love, and the surpassing worth of friendship with God. Mother shared her own experience of receiving from the poor much more than what she has given to them.
A few months ago, we went out in Calcutta and we picked up 4 or 5 people from the street. And we took them to our home for the dying. One of them was in a very bad condition. So I told the sisters, I'll take care of her. And I did for her all that my love could do. When I put her in bed, she took hold of my hand. And there was such a wonderful smile in her face. She said one word, "Thank you," as she died. She gave me much more than I gave her. She gave me her grateful love. And for 1 second, I reflected on looking at her and I said, what would I have done if I was she? And my answer was, I would have tried to draw some attention to myself. I would have said I'm hungry or I'm cold or I'm dying. But she was so great. She was so beautiful in her giving. The poor are great people. They give us much more than we give to them. We must love them, not by feeling pity for them. We must love them because it is Jesus and the distressing disguise of the poor.
In a world full of hatred and strife, the good Lord sent us his angel of light. As she cared for the hopeless, the destitute and dying, Mother Teresa was the epitome of love.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.